white person.
Okay. Any other names for whites? Joking names or insulting names?
White trash. Yeah, I've heard people say that about somebody. He's just white trash over there.
What does it mean to call someone white trash?
It means they're just no good. But it isn't nice to say it about anybody anyway.
Would you, what would blacks call whites that they looked down on? Would they use the word white trash? Or?
I imagine they did. I never heard of them. I'm pretty sure they did.
What about words like cracker or redneck, Jerry?
Oh, yes, I've heard redneck and cracker, but I never did exactly know what that meant.
A child that's born with one parent black and the other parent white, you call that child a
mulatto.
Okay. Any other name?
Not that I can think of. What would that child be called?
Well, I've heard mulatto, but did you ever hear high yellow?
No, I haven't heard that.
And what did blacks used to call the people that they worked for?
Called them Master and Mrs. Boss.
And someone, the French people in South Louisiana, you call them?
Cajun.
Okay, any other name?
French, Cajun.
What about
Coon? Oh, yes. They call Coonies, too.
How does that sound?
Oh, it doesn't sound good, but they call each other Coonies. And my brother lives right down in South Louisiana. They have those French people living all around them. They call them Coonies. They call each other Coonies.
Uh-huh.
What I mean.
What about
Coonass? Coonass, they say that too, but I wasn't going to say that. I'm not going to have that put on the record, but I did say it, didn't I? Yes, they call that.
Where does your brother live?
He lives down below Baton Rouge, down between New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
What's the name?
On Sorrento. It's just a small, very small place, Sorrento's. Down below Gonzales. You know where Gonzales is? Well, Sorrento's the next stop on down there. About 6 miles from Gonzales. But he lives down and he works with them French people. But I tell you what, they'll do anything in the world for you. Now they can cook some of the best stuff to eat. They call it everything. They put everything together,
yeah.
But it's good.
What would you call people who dress up like in, you know, Western boots and cowboy hats and everything like that? You know, all the Western clothes. Did you ever hear a name for them?
Well, call them cowboys.
What about kicker? Did you ever hear that?
Kicker? No, I never heard that.
And someone who lives way out in the country, and when he gets into town, you can just take one look at him and see that he's from way out in the country.
He's a country hick.
Okay. Any other name?
No, that's all I can think of right now.
And say if you're at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's about 11:30 or so, you say, well, we better be getting home. It's not quite midnight yet, but it's
nearly midnight.
And say if you were walking and over some ice, you'd say, this ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped. And I
fell.
Or I like.
I almost fell.
Okay. Did you ever say I like to?
Like to fall? Well, I might have said it sometime, but it's not. That's not the right word to use. I like to fail.
Uh-huh. Someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
Or in, if you're almost ready, I'll be with you in. Tell them to wait.
A few minutes?
Okay. And if you know you're headed in the right direction, but you're not sure of the distance, you'd ask someone how.
How far is it?
And if you're pointing out something nearby, you'd say, Look
at there.
Okay. And if you wanted to know how frequently I went to town, you'd ask me how.
How many times you go to town?
Or how, what do you
How go? Often do you go?
And say if I offer you a choice of two things, I ask you which one do you want, and you say, well, it doesn't matter, just give me.